You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach on the final edition of Beach & Company. I was looking at some of the texts that came in, a very nice one from, okay, you'll have to guess. He started listening to me when he was a kid. He got into politics and gradually became the head of the local Republican Party. Okay, Tony. Okay, Buzzy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, that's got to be Nick Langworthy.
Nick Langworthy. How about that? Yep, that's good. See, you never know who listens to you over the time. But it's nice when you get memories like that.
My parents used to lift me up to the speaker when I was a baby.
I love it when somebody approaches you who is probably 90 and says, I used to listen to you when I was a kid. That is my absolute favorite. And it happens. It happens all the time. Let's go to line one. Kevin in Pendleton is a political guy. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Well, you know, Tom was shocked, and I think to David to some extent, too, when they realize that I'm more than just what, you know, comes at the surface. I mean, just as much as when I met you for the very first time in person, I was like, oh, well, he's a big guy, but I don't piss him off. But but I know.
Yeah, we had lunch together, and it was very enjoyable.
Yeah. Actually, when I came back with my entire lunch, as you had said during the broadcast, we said the guy didn't need to just kept going. My wife, that meant you didn't shut up.
I knew you were a politician because you had a meal in front of you, and you took it to go with hardly anything missing from it, which meant that you were putting things into your mouth because you were talking. That's right. You did a good job, and it was a nice lunch.
Yeah, it was very much so. So I just wanted to also say to you, you know, as who was the guy who ended the broadcast, and you would know this, he always go, and that's the rest of the story,
Paul Harvey.
Yeah, oh, awesome. Yeah, well, I just wanted to say to you, you know, for the 20 plus years since relocated here to Buffalo, New York, you made me aware that I wasn't alone in the way I thought that there were thousands of us. And I just want to thank you for the fellowship and for everything that we've shared. And, you know, as I leave you here, there are two types of individuals in your life that you never forget. And that is individuals you never want to forget. And those as hard as you try, you can't forget them. You're the first, I'm the latter.
But anyway. Hey, thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Very nice sentiment. Let's go to, who is it? Art in Hamburg. Art, you're on WBEN on 5, on line 5.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Art. What's on your mind today?
Congratulations on your retirement and on your marriage.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the marriage. It's not that long away, not that far away.
Now, I've heard you almost practically my entire life. I'm 48. In 1972, I was born. And I live, and then all my family, my parents still do live, in a house that's right next door to the KB radio station and the transmitter. And any speaker device that you plugged into the wall in that house would play KB radio. No way around. You had to have this filter to get it out. So we heard Danny Nazareth, we heard Shannon Show, and then, of course, we heard the great Sandy Beach. And so I grew up all my life, you know, listening to a lot of that, and then later on you were away, but then you came back. And I always appreciated it. And I'm more recently of a caller. You know, I only started calling in lately, but I've always listened as often as I could. And I just think you guys do a wonderful job. Fantastic.
Well, thank you. One of the things we had to do one time when I was programming WKBW, KB had 50,000-watt signal, very strong. And if you lived near the, in Hamburg on Big Tree Road, if you lived near the transmitter, strange things would happen in your house. We had a complaint from a woman, and we had to go there and check it out. She was getting Dan Nevers' show on her teeth. And there was no way she could get them off of her teeth. And we offered to get her some new teeth. That didn't do it. I think the engineers finally figured it out. But, you know, Nevers' hard enough when you can get them in your ears. When you get them on your teeth, that's a little tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, I can imagine people with hearing aids probably had that trouble too. But it was real. We would put a cassette player with no radio in it at all, plug it in, and you'd hear the KB radio.
Well, that's great. KB, of course, had that fabulous signal that at night covered the whole East Coast of America. The very first call I ever took when working 7 to midnight on KB was from somebody on Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba. And so you hit the big time when your signal transmits that far.
But I always enjoyed it. We'd look out our window and see the big towers flashing the red lights. You know, it was just something cool. But, yeah, and you were a part of that. So I just thought I'd say it. Thank you. And and advice on marriage I've had, too. So communication and humor go a long way. Make sure you communicate. Make sure.
I do have humor, and I think we communicate. So that's really good advice. I know Bernie is shaking her hand. Yes. Very nice. Well, thank you. Thank you for your kind memories about where you can get KB, and we appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's go to a break now and be back. News Radio 930 WBN. Now, I understand we have somebody on the hotline. Must be somebody who knew the hotline number. Let's go to the hotline. Who's this?
Sandy Beach, it's Bill Fichtner from Chickawaga, New York.
Get out, Bill Fichtner. Get out. I am so hooked on Mom. It's incredible. I love that show.
Thank you. And one of these days, we'll get back to doing it.
Yeah, that's right. You're not in production now. That show is so well written and so well acted, and you are the perfect foil for the lead. I mean, it's just such a good show. I really enjoy it.
Oh, thanks. I have just the best time doing it. And, you know, Nick Bakay, who's a Buffalo guy, he's our showrunner on that. He's our main guy that runs that show. So it's great. I got somebody to talk Bills and Sabres every week with.
Well, that's very, very nice. The movie you made here, Colebrook, I love that, too. That was excellent.
Oh, thanks. That was just a labor of love that was like 10 years in the making. And you know, now it's out and about, and, you know, it's on Showtime and a couple of different places, iTunes. And, hey, you know, listen, just to make an indie film and ever have it see the light of day, you're probably in less than, like, 2% of indie movies that are made, you know, to ever see a screen. So I'm so proud of it. I'm so happy that I did it at home in Buffalo, which I couldn't have without the support of Buffalo, you know.
But now, do you think, Bill, do you think this new center that they're going to build near Rich Products, will that draw more movie attractions to be filmed here?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's just, you know, I've said it a million times, you know, if you build it, they will come. You know, major productions, whether they're thinking about doing a series or a big film or something like that, you know, you have to have sound stages. I mean, you know, they're looking for them. You're either going to create them out of a warehouse space or you're going to have them. And that's a huge thing. I remember when that happened in New Mexico, when New Mexico took off in Albuquerque and those areas. You had a great tax incentive, and then you had, you had the equipment and the places where you could do what you needed to do. So I'm so happy to hear about that.
Well, I always like good work, and you do really good work. I even liked you in The Lone Ranger. That's how much I'm a fan.
Listen, talk about doing good work. 6 years.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, you never know who's out there listening, because we tape more episode of Mom than you can believe. I'm practically going to charge you to live in my house. But anybody who hasn't seen it has got to see it. It's a really class act. Hey, Bill, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I really appreciate it. It's going to be the highlight of my my goodbye show.
Listen, all the best to you, and I'll see you next time I'm in Buffalo.
That's good. That's great. Thanks, Bill. Thank you very much. Bill Fichtner, wow, he is so good. He plays the male lead in Mom. We caught on to Mom late. People recommended it, so we started watching it. And once you start watching it, you binge on it. You really binge on it, and it's fabulous. It's really, really good. Now, I know you do, Tony. Thank you. Tony reminded me, I asked him to get a song ready. What better song when it's your last show in 60 years than this one with the Marx Brothers?
I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la,
la la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'd spoil this party. I am through it.
Stay a week
I'll
or two.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you,
I must be going.
Before you go, you oblige us, and tell us all, you believe I'm going.
I'll do anything you say, in fact I'll even stay. But I must be
going.
There's something that I'd like to say that he's too modest to relay. The captain is a moral man. Sometimes he finds a trial.
This fact I'll emphasize, Miss Stress. I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
He's a very moral man.
If he hears anything obscene, he'll naturally repel it.
I hate a dirty joke, I do. Unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
Tell it. He's a very moral man.
Did someone call me Schnara?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Little dance move here.
He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Hey, hey!
Hey, hey!
The white man who covered every acre.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
My friends, I am highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion. And I want you to know.
Tony, fade it down. Thank you very much. Hello, it's me, the African Explorer. That, of course, Groucho Marx, one of my favorite performers of all times. Let's go to Pete in Ontario on line one. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Danny, I just wanted to send off to you. 15 years I've been calling you, hitting you hard with my political beliefs. You've always given me an opportunity to carry on without cutting me off. I think you maybe cut me off once, but listen. And I rightfully deserve it. I wish you the best of luck, you and my wife, and our prayers. Because of your show, I met a great friend up here in Canada, and we spent time with him and his wife. He's now working in the administration.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know him. I don't really, you know, Joe knows them, and there's emails going back and forth. But we're so happy to get to know you, and, you know, good luck. And take good care of yourself.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. I always enjoyed your calls. They always had the energy that I needed at that very moment. Thanks for the call. Tony, let us go to the hotline. This should be Ray. Ray, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, quite a pleasure. So, I'm flattered to have a little bit of time on your swan song here. So I just want to let you know how fun it was helping you with cars over all these years. And I will say your taste in vehicles is exceeded only by your taste in brides.
Oh, you're sweet. Ray, it's Ray, Bernie. It's Ray. It's our friend Ray. Yeah, you've been very helpful when I'm trying to get a car that I can't get. And you also, when you were dealing with Jaguars, you showed such a class act by I wanted to see how a Jaguar was, and you brought it to the station and lent it over the weekend. That's very nice of you, very considerate. You're excellent at what you do, Ray.
Well, thanks, as are you. And hopefully now maybe you and Bernadette will be finally able to come and catch one of my singing gigs.
I was going to say, yes, we'll have time to catch you as a singer. I don't know many of my friends that are singers. So the list will be small when we attack the singing list from the hotline, Ray.
Right. Well, Tony is a heck of a singer, too. Don't let him kid you. So.
Really? All you Italian guys, that's what happens. thank you, Ray, and thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. That's Ray Ammerman. And really, really a good guy. Remember when he brought the Jaguar over, Tony?
Oh, boy, do I remember.
Yeah. I sat on the air once that I drove by Wester, and they had this beautiful Jag. I said, and I haven't had time to go and look at it because I'd like to buy it. I thought it would be a good car, but I've got to get over there. My schedule was ridiculous. Next thing you know, the secretary at the front office, at the front desk, says, a gentleman was here. He left the keys to this car. It's parked down in the
front.
Lobby. Yeah, it's parked in the front. And he wants you to take it for the weekend. Enjoy it. And I looked out the window, and it was the Jaguar. At the time, it was an $85,000 Jaguar.
It was beautiful.
It was great. And I could hardly wait to get out of work that day. So I jumped in the car and took it home. And called on my cell phone. I called Cindy. I said, you remember that Jag we've been looking at? Yeah. I said, open the garage door. She did, and she nearly fell out of the her shoes. It was really a great thing. It left a lasting memory. He's one of the guys that really knows how to handle customers. That's very, very good customer relations. Let's take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. What a kick talking to Bill Fichtner. I'm a big fan of his. And we watch that mom show all the time, every show that's on. And they binge that a lot, so we watch it all the time. Now, just a reminder that we'll be on until noon, and that'll be it. However, if you want to see an interview, I know we're going to do an interview with Channel 7, and that'll be sometime today. So I don't know if they'll run it today or tomorrow. And look for that. This is the only one that I said yes to, and we'll have a nice goodbye there. Also, on the on the hotline is Carl Calabrese. Hello there, Carl.
Sandy, how are you?
I'm fine. When I looked down and saw you on the line, I'm very happy you're here. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I just wanted to wish you well and tell you how much I enjoyed our conversations over the years. Sandy, refresh my memory. I have a vague recollection back in the mid-60s, listening to WKBW, where they had a competition to replace one of their DJs.
Yeah.
Did you have any, were they replacing you? Were you leaving, or were you one of the people in that competition?
No, it was the Great American Talent Hunt. We brought people in from all over the country to audition for an opening at KB. Shane was there. He came in to audition. My job at that time was to break in the disc jockeys. They all came and sat in for 2 hours with me when I'm finishing my show, and then they did their show, and I kind of helped them out with the formatics and stuff like that. And the janitor was the one who originally won it, and he came in, but he didn't stay long. And then I think he was replaced by Shane, if I'm not mistaken.
I do remember that. Those were great days listening to KB Radio.
Oh, yeah. They were great days. We had we had celebrities come in and audition. It was fun. Of course, when you cover the whole East Coast of America, it's like being on a network show.
Well, as a kid, I woke up to it on my clock radio, and the first thing I did when I got home from school was going to my room and turn it on again and listen to it just about all night. But
you know how depressed I am hearing that you as a kid were doing that. Now you're a big time politico. You own a Harley Davidson. You're listened to by the big shots in government, and you used to listen to me as a kid. Carl, how could you?
Now, you know, time has a way of winning, doesn't it? But Sandy, I just want to tell you, talked many times when I was in public office, and I used to always tell young people who just got elected to politics, I tell them, listen, if you ever go on the radio with Sandy Beach, do not repeat talking points. You go on there, you better be prepared to argue your points with logic and facts, because if all you do is repeat talking points, you're going to get eviscerated. They're tough interviews, but they're fair, but there's three things Sandy Beach will not tolerate. Fools, talking points, and fools with talking points.
That's great. I always had a great amount of respect for you and the mayor, was your partner there. We had people we really liked, and you were among them, and I wish you all the best in the future there, Carl.
Well, I certainly wish you all the best. Enjoy your retirement, and good health and Godspeed to you.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. Carl Calabrese, yes, he's a good guy, and he really knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. When you're interviewing him, you can count on that. Let's go to, Mike, I guess, in Buffalo, which would be line four. Mike in Buffalo, yes. Go ahead, Mike.
Sandy, I think you got me instead of Mike.
Oh, okay.
Do you want?
All right.
This is Meeting Butt. Do you want to go?
I got you. Well, then jump in there. What's going on?
Well, I prayed for you today at Mass today, so God bless you, and I'm wishing you well. By the way, Sandy, I do like filet mignon, and I have a $100 check just in case you had any other openings left.
Oh, you do, huh? Yeah, we're going to have filet mignon at the wedding. I can hardly wait.
Like the advice I have on both of your points here, you could decide on that. So,
okay, go ahead.
They say to be happy, Sandy, we need something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. Now, on the something to do, I saw this commercial with Bob Eubanks. Now, you've heard of 7-Up before, right?
And you've sure, yeah.
Broadcasting for 60 years. So there's something called 60-Up. It's a 60-Up balance board. It helps you with balance things. So, I mean, you might look at that, and that might be something to do, because you were talking about balance before. You're
sure.
Always a balanced guy, so that's good to consider. And someone to love, you have the lovely Bernadette, so God bless you with that. And something to look forward to. Look forward to what I would suggest are all the firsts in retirement. Your first autumn, your first winter, spring and summer, your first Thanksgiving, your first Christmas, those first visits at restaurants with your fans, it's going to be great to do. And, be creative. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Also, this is kind of like a Band-Aid, Sandy, you know, with the retirement.
It's yep.
Like taking it off a little at a time, you know, and it's painful here and there, and then it rips off right at the very end.
Yep.
Think you have a Band-Aid on your arm, you know, the skin underneath is kind of like, you know, tender and sensitive, but in time, it gets the open air and it gets back to normal. And then finally, for marriage advice, never let the sun set on your anger. I can't imagine you being angry. You're kind of like a gentle fuzzball. and pray together. You could pray anything you want. I'm going to be praying for you and Bernadette. I'll be including you in my intentions. I'm starting a new novena to Divine Mercy.
Nice.
Like the Divine Mercy chaplet or novena. You can check it out. It's whatever you want.
Thank you.
So that's all. And such a blessing and such an honor to be with you, and I wish you all the very best.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see. I'm thinking anyway. He says you need something to look forward to. Okay. That's sitting on a couch. You need something to honor. I honor the time I'm sitting on a couch. And you need, what was the third one? Do you guys remember the third one?
I'm too busy tearing up during that, Sandy. I'm sorry.
I will be on the couch. Except when I'm not on the couch, and she is going to convince me to go out. It was my idea to say, you know, now that we got our own new Sandy Beach Facebook page, not the original one, which was an Entercom one. This is ours, and it's new, and we're going to use it. Why not just say, hey, we're going to lunch at Londa's, and say where Londa's is, and give the date. Anybody that wants to come out, come out. This isn't a commercial thing. I'm not being paid to do it. We will pay for our food the same as you will pay for your food. Just a chance to get together informally, and maybe we can tell some of those stories that we tell on the cruise trips. Those are always fun. Some of them aren't quite suitable for radio, so that. But we might be able to say it there. What do you think of that, Bernie? Tell some of the cruise stories? Yeah. And so every once in a while, maybe every few weeks, we'll put one of those out, and it'll be on the Sandy Beach Facebook page.
Hey, Sandy, just real quick, a couple of messages to pass on. The guys at Empty Pockets want to wish you the best in your retirement. And our buddy Jim Kelly, who used to work here, also sending his best.
Oh, he was the best, Jim Kelly. Anytime we needed fixed, see, Entercom has this fixation about foreign spies downloading our equipment. Why the foreign spy would need to know who's on line three is beyond me. I never could quite figure that out. If that's a spy reporting to spy school to his other spy saying, oh, yeah, did you know that Harry was on line four? Get out. Yeah. So they make us change them all the time. And the damn things never work, you know? I'll tell you the story. I once took my computer into the engineering room, unplugged everything, wheeled it into the engineering room and said, keep it, I don't want it. And I'll use my own at home. But Jim Kelly always saved us. He was always a savior. He knew how to do everything. We knew how to do nothing. It was a nice combination.
Plus, he was a great car guy, and we enjoyed talking cars with him as well.
Really good car guy. Had the kind of cars we all like. Okay, let's go to Terry in Texas is on line one. This should be a good one. It usually is when it's Terry from Texas. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on a very successful career and completion of that today, and nothing but best wishes for your future marriage. I don't have much advice on retirement, but as far as marriage goes, the best I've ever received is what I can give to you, and that's happy wife, happy life.
Oh, that's good. Happy wife, happy life. I think that's true, too. No question about that. My wife-to-be had a question. Bernie, didn't you have a question of where Terry lived when he was here? Here, come here. Hold on. I'm giving her my headset. She wants to ask you a question.
Hi, Terry. What neighborhood did you grow up in?
Well, I used to live off Wood Avenue and Walden. I'm sorry. What a pleasure. I appreciate you. Wood Avenue and Walden, and then I lived in Lockport for a little bit.
The first part is what intrigued me. I grew up on Academy, right between Walden and Doat, right near Doat, near Schiller Park.
Oh, yes.
So you were a neighbor of mine almost.
Yeah, we lived there for quite some time, like 17 years of my life. I used to walk up and down the street. There used to be a Dairy Queen kind of in there.
Yes, my friend had the first house right behind Dairy Queen. Loved going to visit her because I could get an ice cream cone.
Yep, that was what our summer was about, for sure.
So it's wonderful. Thank you, Terry. Now you confirm my question. I will give you back to my future husband. Hold on.
You can tell this is a little loosey-goosey today, but why not? Are we going to do a better show tomorrow? No! So we'll do what we can today. Let's go with a Facebook. You got something for us, Buzzy?
Of course I do, Sandy. We'll go this time with Marlene, who says, over 20 years ago, I wrote in and asked you to wish our exchange student happy birthday in Japanese and wrote down the words in Japanese. You went on air at the time, requested, and said whatever it was in Japanese. She was tickled pink, and then, of course, she proceeded to say it in Japanese. Sandy, thank you for all the memories.
Oh, that's fun. I remember that. I really do. It isn't often that something like that happens, but I do remember that, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right, let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. The other day, I was listening to a show called Senior Radio, and I said, you know, that woman, she sounds very talented to me, and it turned out it was the very talented Linda Pellegrino. Hello, Linda.
Well, Sandy, I must say, you are making retirement sound very attractive. I'm telling you, what a great show you're having today. What a great experience it has been for me to know you. And I'm hoping that I'm going to get to do lunch with you, Danny, Penny, at Londa's or wherever you guys want to meet. Because I promised Danny I would do that last year when I sat with him, and then I never retired.
We will do it. I seriously, you know, it wasn't just a lead-in. I was switching around on the radio, and I heard you do the senior show. I had not heard it before. That's not an easy show to do. You did an excellent job. I couldn't believe the feeling that you had, that everything was moving along. There was information there. You had people on, knew what they were talking about. And I'm thinking, that's an example of a show worth listening, even if you're not a senior, to learn how to do a show like that. It's not easy, Linda.
Sandy, thank you so much for the compliments. And I have to throw it back at you because you inspired me to be the best broadcaster I could be. And I'm still living up to that. And I do love that show because I'm a senior now, too. There that we all don't know. But I have to tell you, you have been an inspiration to me for all these years. You hired me at KB. You changed my life. And I'll never forget all the wonderful times and all the laughs we had going back to the great fish giveaway, if you want to remind people of that story.
That's right. And I also want to tell people about my initial impression and her initial impression of each other when I brought her in to meet all of us at KB. You were in Rochester at the time, and she had sent a tape. And the tape was not good. Not the quality, not the person on it. The physical tape was not good. And as she's walking in the door, I underhandedly gave it a gentle throw over to her. I said, "This tape is not good." Not meaning she's not good, meaning the tape isn't good. She tells that story, but she changes it from underhand to overhand fastball. Which it never happened. I want to deny this before I die, Linda.
But Sandy, I got to tell you, the point of that story was, now did I walk away with my tail between my legs and say, "Oh, what a you know what he is?" No. I realized you had already forgotten more than I would ever learn, and it was inspirational for me to make sure I understood what I was doing if I was going to get a job at KB, and 5 years later you did hire me.
So there you go. And I love the fact we hired you from BEN. That made me that made me right. I always use you as an example of having an eye for talent. You've always been, and still are, extremely talented. And I thank you for calling me on this special day, Linda. And we will get together, the group you just mentioned, we will get together.
Well, I'm following you on your Facebook. I love what you're doing with Danny. And I wish you and Bernadette just years and years of happiness, Sandy, because that's what you've given all of us.
You're very sweet, Linda. Thank you, and thank you for the call. What a nice lady she is. What a nice lady she is. She's fun. She's upbeat. I've never seen her down, never, and she's very positive. She's an example of how you can do well in this business if you have a right attitude and the talent to go with it. All right, let's see. Mr. Beamer, how about Mr. Beamer? What do you got for us?
Yes, Sandy, right back to the Facebook page, and we'll go with a top fan, Annie, this time, who says, "I remember seeing you at the Erie County Fair as a kid. Your honesty, kindness, and sensitivity are reflected in your work. Thank you for all the years of entertainment and education. My family and I wish you nothing but the best. Cheers and congratulations."
Well, thank you. We loved going to the fair. We went there for many, many years. Do you have another?
I do. We will go with Renee this time. Renee says, "I remember KB. It's been great listening to Sandy over the years. Blessings and best kind of everything. Please, please, please. I can only listen from 9 to 11 today and will miss Sandy's last hour. Can you please rebroadcast it or post it on your website?" Well, Renee, every hour of every Sandy Beach show is posted on WBEN.com.
And Renee, if you're listening, as a special treat, we weren't going to announce it ahead of time, the 11 to 12 o'clock hour, because it is my final hour as a broadcaster, we are going to broadcast naked. So I'm sure that's not the hour you want to miss. If you want to miss, miss 9 to 10. And we were fully clothed then. Then we started to get all liquored up. And then by 10 o'clock, we were on the go. We were drinking like monkeys. And then by 11 o'clock, we're ready. We're going to, you've heard of Naked and Afraid? This is Naked and Retire. So we will be naked in the next hour. So please do not allow the children in the room. We'll be back after this.